Hello, this is Pastor Deborah, and welcome again to another wonderful episode of our Silent Cries podcast show, Voices Out of the Darkness. This was a big book that I wrote many, many years ago about people who I was to do ministry with and still do today. Those that are crying silently from Voices Out of the Darkness. And we're picking up in the foreword to this big book before we get into the true stories, the ministry of working with those crying silently in the darkness. All right, you pay attention. The foreword to Silent Cries Podcast, Voices Out of the Darkness. This was written through me by Agape Love himself, the Heavenly Father, given through his Holy Spirit, my teacher, and the Spirit of Light, many, many years ago. I want you to listen to his heart about them, and them, who is probably you out there in the darkness. And the Lord God said to Moses, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in a land of spiritual darkness, a spiritual land of Egypt. Egypt represented oppression, slavery, and darkness in the natural world to represent what it looked like in the spiritual world. And I have heard their cries by reason of their spiritual taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel, the word Israel means prince, is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the spiritual enemy, the spiritual Egyptians, oppress them. That came out of Exodus 3, 7, and 9 of the Old Testament of the Authorized King James Bible. I use that version because it has no commentaries from anybody. Silent cries, how long I have heard them. Deep calling unto deep. The silent cries of broken hearts. I have seen their chained hands trying to reach up for help. I have looked upon their spiritual eyes of their heart and only seen blindness to my agape love and its light of truth. I have peered into their deeply hidden hearts and only seen brokenness, fragmentation, fortresses of darkness, confusion, and terror, black nights and no light. I have watched their hearts break into millions of pieces just to survive, and trying to escape and having nowhere to run to. I have looked on as they sleep safely in trances and hide and become whatever they need to be just to survive. Their silent cries and their tearless tears I have heard and seen from the children of the night. How long I have heard their tearless drops of pain from abandonment, rejection, and shame as they fall to the ground. How long I have heard their silent whimpers of sadness and loss of hope. How long have I heard the screaming in their minds, saw the flood of pain in their soul, and the darkness in their spirit grow darker and darker. How long have I heard them silently asking, why me? What have I done to deserve this? Is there no one to help me? Is there no one to love me? I had King David write down for all to hear the silent cries of the heart in great pain and fear, so all could hear as I hear and see what I see, what a broken heart sounds like. To those who I have anointed and called, they too must hear and see what I see and hear. They must know what the fear of death does to the spiritual heart and soul. My ministers, to those in the kingdom of darkness, must be able to hear and see for themselves the silent cries and see the multitudes of hands reaching out in the darkness for help, and to go with me into the kingdom of darkness to rescue and deliver and set free spiritual captives, and then walk with them into the light of my agape love and my kingdom, for ears to hear and for eyes to see. Lions, fire, spears, and arrows. King David speaking to us from out of the deep. Psalms 57:4-6. The Authorized King James Bible. Verse 4. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows. Never discount words and the power they have to tear us apart, destroy us, oppress us, change us, and bring fire and fear into our lives, and their tongue as a sharp sword. Verse 5. Be you spiritually exalted, O God, among the heavens. Let your spiritual glory be above all the earth. Verse 6. They have spiritually prepared a spiritual net for my steps. They want to capture me in my decisions, my attitudes, what I do. My soul is spiritually bound down. They have spiritually dug a spiritual pit before me into the spiritual mist whereof they are spiritually fallen themselves. You need to read a lot. Study. God speaks to us through prophetic words, through ancient history, through people, and even sometimes through the weather, nature, and animals. King David cried too. You listen to the cries of the ancient King David of Israel. Remember, Israel means prince. Psalms 55:1-8. Once again, out of the Authorized King James Bible. But I don't want to get into that today. I want to get into that in the next episode. We have to go slow because it takes a while for you to understand and to hear the silent cries. All right, I'll pick up with King David cried to in Psalms 55:1-8 in the next podcast. All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.